It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about new research into the effect bullying has on the brain of the person doing the bullying. First, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has introduced a new amendment that would block the Department of Justice from enforcing part of the Americans with Disabilities Act at private schools that accept vouchers. The provision was added to a pending bill and comes after a federal probe investigated schools in Milwaukee after it was alleged that these schools were discriminating against students with disabilities. The key concern was whether private schools, while accepting taxpayer money in the form of vouchers, were subject to the same federal laws that public schools are held to. Joining us now is Molly Beck. She's a reporter who covers politics and state government for the Wisconsin State Journal. Molly, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, can you walk us through how Senator Johnson's amendment would change the way the Department of Justice could enforce the Americans with Disabilities Act in voucher schools?
Well, the amendment, it seeks to block the use of federal dollars to enforce a provision of the American Disabilities Act that is for public schools and government institutions. And what that provision does is it ensures that, you know, students with disabilities have equal access to those institutions. And this amendment would keep federal dollars from being used to enforce that provision in voucher schools. And the reason is that there's public money going to these voucher schools despite the schools being private.
So when we talk about equal access, can you talk about what kinds of things we might be looking at when we're talking about equal access in schools and voucher schools?
Sure. The voucher schools, they're not public schools, they're not subject to the same laws that govern public schools that require, schools to be accessible and to be able to accommodate students with disabilities, their education plans, for example, that requires, a special teacher and a special education plan and things like that. So that's kind of the crux of this, that there's... It comes after a investigation into the Milwaukee public school voucher system in the Milwaukee Public School District, and the federal government found that there was no wrongdoing, but there were allegations that because the voucher schools were not didn't have the same accommodations as public schools, that they were discriminating against students with disabilities because they could not attend those schools.
And might we also be talking about things like infrastructure and special things to accommodate the blind as well?
Yep. Accessibility in all of those areas, yes.
What is Senator Johnson's argument for this amendment?
When I spoke to his office, they said that the amendment is meant to protect the voucher schools from the federal government applying a part of the American Disabilities Act that they say is not meant for private voucher schools. And there are some court rulings in the past that have said, just because a private school receives public money in the form of a school voucher doesn't transform them into a public school subject to all the laws that public schools are. And from, Senator Johnson's perspective, in speaking to his office, they believe that there's a hostile attitude from the current Obama administration toward voucher programs, and saw the probe into the Milwaukee voucher system as being a result of that. And not based on allegations that they felt were accurate, obviously.
And not everyone clearly would be supportive of this measure. What have critics of the amendment had to say against the provision?
Sure. I spoke to some advocates of students with disabilities, and they're concerned that, in voucher schools, if there's one more, roadblock to ensuring that some of the provisions in the ADA are, enforced in these schools, then the students there will not be receiving, the proper services that they need, or they won't be able to go to school altogether. The state just created a new voucher program just for students with disabilities, and so I was asking about that. What would this do for that program? And the Department of Public Instruction said that the amendment would block oversight of that law, the ADA law, in schools that are in the voucher program.
Is there a sense here in Wisconsin how proponents of voucher schools would respond to the amendment?
Sure. School Choice Wisconsin is probably the most prominent advocate for voucher schools in the state. And, you know, I spoke to the president of School Choice Wisconsin, and he said that, you know, this amendment, all it does is just, you know, kind of restates, you know, what court rulings have already said, that just because, you know, a private school has students there using public money does not make them, you know, a public school. And, you know, any violations of the ADA will still be investigated. There are still, you know, provisions for that. It doesn't block the DOJ from investigating voucher schools from violating the ADA altogether.
Has Senator Johnson responded to the question from some critics about how voucher schools would ensure that there was equal access without the oversight of the Department of Justice?
Sure. I wasn't able to speak with Senator Johnson directly, but, you know, there's a provision of the ADA that applies to private schools, and this amendment doesn't affect that. And from their perspective, you know, it blocks the federal government from using any money to enforce a provision of the law that they believe is not appropriate for private schools. So violations will still, you know, in private schools will still be handled.
We're talking with Molly Beck right now. She's a reporter who covers politics and state government for the Wisconsin State Journal. And she's with us now to talk about a proposed amendment that would block the Department of Justice from enforcing parts of the Americans with Disabilities Act in voucher schools. And this comes from Senator Ron Johnson. And looking at where we stand currently, what kinds of rules do private schools and religious private schools have to follow currently?
Well, when it comes to accessibility, you know, the private schools are not required to have, you know, a full-fledged special education program, and are not required to take, you know, every student that comes to them and create a program for them if they have disabilities. That's what public schools are asked to do. So that's the difference here, and kind of, you know, the reason that there's a debate around that, because there are these voucher programs, and you know, they take public money in the form of a voucher. So people that are advocates for public schools, they say that, you know, if a school receives any public money like that, then they should be subject to the same rules as the public schools are. But there are these court rulings, and voucher school advocates have said, you know, just because these students are there doesn't mean they're attending a public school. They're still attending a private school.
Now, Senator Johnson has said in part that this proposed amendment came about because of his concerns about unfair scrutiny from the Obama administration. So has the White House administration had anything to say about the amendment so far? Any response?
I reached out to the Department of Education and the Department of Justice, and both declined to comment about it. So I'm not sure, you know, where they fall on this amendment, but I know that, you know, if you just look at the probe that they had in the Milwaukee voucher system, that was, you know, years long, and it you know, was shut down a few months ago, and they saw that there was no wrongdoing there. So, but other than that, you know, I'm not sure what they think of this current amendment.
Now, this fits into a larger debate around school funding and a divide between private schools and public schools. How do you see this particular issue, this amendment, fitting into that big picture?
Sure. I think it's just another part of the discussion that is pretty longstanding between public school advocates, public school, you know, officials, and, you know, lawmakers and voucher school advocates. One side says that, you know, with the expansion of the voucher programs in Wisconsin, you know, with that has been a reduction in funding for public schools, or a reduction of attention for public schools, so to speak. And, you know, on the other side, you have lawmakers and people who support the voucher program saying, you know, there are students who want to attend, you know, a quote unquote better school. And this is the way they can do that because it's, you know, these programs, for the most part are for families that, you know, have income limits. So it's not, a program for just anybody. It's families that might not be able to move somewhere else and attend a voucher school or a private school, or a different public school. This fits into that, you know, debate because I think the disability, the students with disabilities, those advocates are saying that, you know, if you're going to take any public money, then these rules that apply to public schools must apply there too, to ensure that those students are getting the services they need.
And Molly, just briefly before we let you go, what's the next step with the amendment?
You know, it's in this appropriations bill and it hasn't been passed yet. And I'm not sure where that's going to go, but, I'm sure I'll follow up on it.
Molly, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Molly Beck, a reporter covering politics and state government for the Wisconsin State Journal. And she was with us there to talk about a proposed amendment from Senator Ron Johnson that would block the Department of Justice from enforcing parts of the Americans with Disabilities Act in voucher schools. Coming up, new research shows that in some people, the brain's reward center lights up when that person engages in bullying. We'll learn more about those findings in just a moment. Stay with us here on Central Time.